Shabbat Shalom, it's Reuben Abrahimov, the Haftorah man. This week's Haftarah, Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah Imenu, one of our mothers. And now, a Haftarah with a thematic connection of one of our leaders coming close to the end of his life. Who? David, David HaMelech. What happens? Let me tell you. It comes from the book of Melachim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. So, Kings 1, chapter 1, first verse. And what is going on over here? It says King David is old. So right away, what do you think to yourself? Is you say that we know King David lived until the age of 70. Yes, it says fabled that Adam gave 70 years of his life. Okay, so now we have David HaMelech. He's 70 years old, and he is now shivering his timbers, as they say. Why? He was a man of war. He fought a lot of wars. This guy was tired and old. So now he has 18 wives. Listen, it says nothing like a beautiful woman that will bring for King David that he will make him feel young again and warm again. So they have a beauty contest from all around the land. And guess where she comes from? Shunem. She's a Shunammite. Avishag HaShunammit. Yes. Some of the commentary says that she was related closely, but too much disparity between last week's Haftarah of the Shunammit woman that happened 150 years later. If she was her sister, she didn't look so good by then. So now they wanted to bring a young and beautiful woman that King David should look at and he should feel warm again. So Avishag is brought to King David. So he's on the last legs of his life. Mind you, that he did not touch her. He did not sleep with her because he already had the quota of 18 wives. His son Shlomo didn't have the same policy. But that's another week's Haftarah. So now, what happens? King David had 18 wives. He had many sons. The wife, Bathsheba, yes, the woman that lived not far from him in Ir David, married to Uriah, bathing on her rooftop, when King David set eyes on her, he summoned her to the palace. And long story short, they got married, and guess what? Their second child was Shlomo HaMelech. If you ask me, she was a tough woman, and she was very demanding. Behind this strong king was a strong woman. And now, what happens is, she's been told by David, or she made him say, that her son Shlomo is going to carry on the Davidic dynasty. However, there's another son, Adoniyahu, that was older than Shlomo, or next in line to be the king. He says, I ain't waiting for them to usurp the throne from me. And he starts the royal procession to be anointed by Ein Rogel, and now you could find it. If you go to Ir David and you go south in an armored vehicle, you could go to what's referred to here. Yes, you'll be the world's leading experts on Ein Rogel and Evan HaZochelet. What is Evan HaZochelet? Well, Ein Rogel was this river stream. You anointed kings by water, running water, continuity, symbolic. Next, what was going on in the Evan HaZochelet? It's called the creeping stone. I looked in 20 different Sfarim till I found in the Abarbanel an explanation. Why was it creeping? Down there, the women would come to wash the clothing where the running water was. So when they would come to the edge of the water, they would have to lift their skirts up a little bit so that they can wash the clothing without getting their skirts wet. Fine. So the boys used to come there just to see what was happening. Next, the boys wanted to show how macho they were. So what would they do? There was this big rock. It's still there, actually. And it's called the creeping stone because it was this huge rock that these guys tried to show off how strong they were in front of the girls that were there washing the rock, washing the clothes by the rocks. Some things never change. So that's why it's called Evan HaZochelet. If you'd like to visit the place, please contact me. Let's move forward. So they start to begin to anoint the king with the whole procession, with the trumpets and everything. Suddenly, Batsheva hears all this music out of the palace window. If you go to Ir David, Elad Mazar thinks she knows exactly where King David's palace was. And now she's saying, whoa, wait a minute, this can't happen. I can't have Adoniyahu become king. Shlomo, my son, is supposed to become king. She goes in to David HaMelech. And also they send in Nasan HaNavi, Nathan the prophet, his consultant, his advisor. Avishag is there with him. They are both in there. And they look at him. They go, David, can you just state it one more time? Who's going to be king? Who is going to continue the Davidic dynasty? And David HaMelech says that, yes, Batsheva, your son, Shlomo HaMelech, should be the king, will be anointed king. And that now, she says, Batsheva says, Yechi Adoni HaMelech David Liolam. Whoa. That King David, figuratively, but his throne should endure for eternity. That she believed that her son, Shlomo, was where the Davidic dynasty would continue through. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy this week's Haftarah.